I can tell you a little bit about earlier Intermedia.
Oh, sure.
Before it took place, even. You know, there was Shadbolt's group, and there was the sound studio, and there was Helen Goodwin dancing, and there was the UBC group that there was Ellen Tomlin and I forget his name. Tomlin, anyway.
Ellen Tomlin's husband.
Warren, yeah. Anyway, they all got together at our house, I think, in 16th, wasn't it?
I don't think Warren Tomlin was there. I think it was a really pretty
small
anyway, group. Dave Orcutt.
Anyway, a bunch of them came to the house, including Kyle and what's his name? And at that time, they decided that they do a thing called Intermedia, and they decided that it's all in this tape I gave you, too. Anyway, I think it was Joe Kyle was sort of sorry about that. I have Parkinson's,
so. That's okay.
Anyway, Joe Kyle was sort of a business consultant working for SFU at the time. And he was donating his time free of charge, because he had made millions anyway. And he was with Archie, this before Simon Fraser opened, yeah, actually. And I forget who was at the house, but it may have been Gary and David Orcutt and... Do you remember, George?
Are you talking now about the second meeting?
No, no, the first
meeting. Still the first. Well, Helen was certainly there.
Who?
The dancer.
Helen.
Yeah, a good one.
Anyway.
Dave was there. You were there. I think then a meeting then, it was just sort of beginning to germinate as
anyway,
an idea.
Joe agreed to write up the thing.
And then Joe came in a little bit later, didn't he?
No.
There was another meeting?
No, I don't know.
Maybe
think
he
so.
Came then, too.
What was the biggest stimulus to have this meeting and to...
Well,
Canada Council...
they had Peter Dwyer and David Silcox came out, and when they met a bunch of us at a hotel somewhere downtown, eh?
Yeah. The people at that were you and I,
more
Claude Breeze, Gary Lee Nova, Helen was there, Helen Goodwin was there.
You're a young man at the time, I think.
Dave Orcutt might have been in town. Yeah, he must have been there. Well, what they were trying to do was to find out what was happening across the country, the Canada Council.
They'd gone
all,
from
and they knew things were brewing and things were changing, and they were going across the country, and they'd been to other spots too. And they came out here, and they were really blown away by what was happening. It was a really diverse group. I guess the poetry is represented. It's quite likely Bissett was there too. You know, it's funny. I thought I'd never forget.
Here you are. Right? Mm. Sure. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
40 years ago.
Yeah.
Long time.
So, they were very excited about what was happening. And I guess when we were meeting, we knew they were talking about funds.
Had you read McLuhan at the time?
A little bit. I was being phoned all the time by Baxter. Ian Baxter?
Yeah. Ian must have been at that meeting, too.
Why was he calling you?
Oh, for ideas.
To ask me of ideas about McLuhan and all this stuff and that. Remember?
Yeah, I kept saying, get off the phone. I haven't seen you all day.
Anyway... I guess I saw McLuhan at the faculty club first, and I'd like to. He was sort of a guy that talked about media in a way that I could understand. And I was involved in philosophy from way back, but I was
about, how old were you then?
I don't know.
25,
26,
27, 28.
26 or 27.
I'm not quite sure when McLuhan came.
But there was something. Trips Festival. And anyway, we met him at the faculty club, and I remember doing an exhibit and asking him. In fact, Glenn helped me with, Glenn Toppings helped me with the exhibit. And we had been very conscious of the fact that there's 5 minutes viewing time at the most, and then you give a handout, or 3 minutes at the most if you can stand and read it, you know. And I told McLuhan this, and I think Roy was with us or something. And anyway, McLuhan, I remember to this day, he said something about, well, in the Middle East, they're so proud of the fact that they read, that they'd read tons of stuff on the wall.
A whole lot of people turned. I was there, I guess, and it was wonderful to hear somebody in his position who was actually talking about the meaning of artists in the society. And I thought, good
Even though
Lord.
He liked Charlie Parker.
It was a shock.
It was not that great
you don't
an artist
run into
anyway.
This very often. And yet he was an academic, not sounding academic. And in the sense that, you know, he was pushing things into its slots and giving it titles and all that sort of thing. He was looking to see where things might go. And
right.
How, you know, we're always looking into the rearview mirror, that kind of thought. And it was, that was stimulating.